This episode of The Truth contains strong language and discussion of sexual harassment. Listener discretion is advised.
All right, 1 minute, everybody. Looking good, Bruce.
Oh, I think my forehead is shiny.
It's not.
Ashley?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm looking a little shiny.
No, I think you look great.
You sure?
But I'll do a touch-up.
Thank you, Ashley. I really like that necklace.
Oh, thanks. Did you want to touch up as well?
If you think I'm okay, I'm sure I'm fine.
Okay, ready. 45 seconds. Ms. Watts, would you mind counting up to 10, please?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
That's great. Thanks. Now, Bruce?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Up through 10?
5 is enough.
Audio is 5 good? Great. Thanks, Bruce.
It's been forever since we had you on the show.
I was here when Night Delivery came in.
That's 7 years ago?
I guess it has been a long time. I've been busy.
Busy? That's an understatement. I spit my coffee right out on the table when they said you were going to be the guest.
Oh, Bruce, I know better than to listen to flattery from you.
No, it's true. Nancy, I spit my coffee out.
He really did spit out his coffee.
See?
Okay, we are at 5.
Welcome back to The Conversation. For those of you just joining us, we're here with Rita Watts, the first female director to win the Palme d'Or twice. We've been talking with Rita about how she collected death row stories for her new feature film, Sundial. Rita, how did you know to pick a subject that would be so timely?
Oh, I think looking at our justice system is never not timely.
Yes, that's very true. Sundial is out in select theaters this Friday, but we're sure there are a lot of questions about the process behind it. So we're going to open it up to some callers now. Caller one, you're on the air.
My name is Alexa. I have a question for Ms. Watts.
Go right ahead.
I just wanted to say you've been an inspiration to me and women filmmakers everywhere.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm honored.
So how do you feel sitting across from a man who fired an intern for being too sexy?
Who?
That's not...
Wait, what did you say?
Bruce Alvarez fired my friend for, quote, being
let's,
too...
Let's move on.
No, hold on. What did she say?
Well, that was just a prank call.
That did not sound like a prank.
Look, Rita, that...
Bruce, I've been in this industry for 20 years.
And you've known me for just as long.
But as a woman in this industry, something I won't tolerate is ignoring women.
Yes, I've dedicated myself to supporting women in journalism all my life. Have you ever known me to be inappropriate?
No, but dismissing women is something that's bad for our industry and our souls.
Yes, that's said very elegantly, Rita. As always, I'm happy you're on my show and that you're my friend. Would you like to speak more on your experiences?
No, I'd rather hear from more viewers.
All right, we can do that too. Let's keep it going.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Tara.
Hi, Tara. That's my mother's name is Tara.
Oh, wow. Yeah. How hard was it?
Yes, thank you. That's a good question. Rita, has reaching this level of success been difficult?
Oh, of course. I mean, in this field, a career is always
hard.
No,
I'm sorry. That question's not for you. This question is for Bruce.
For me?
How hard was your dick when you tried to fuck your former co-host?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to have to cut you off right
there.
Where
did she go? That was the year you won the Miller Prize, but
she just
dropped off the map. So what happened?
Look, that is completely false. Rita, please tell them.
What do you want me to tell them?
I'm reminded... of Michael in your film Sundial, who is falsely accused.
No, that's a very different situation.
All right. Let's go to another caller.
Hi, Bruce. I'm a former associate producer on your show. Do you know that I don't go to holiday parties anymore because of you?
I don't know who you are.
Oh, you've just showed your dick to so many women that I couldn't...
You know what? We're going to go to a commercial break. Sundial... The film we are discussing will be in theaters October 17th. And after the break, we will be circling back with more questions for Miss Rita Watts. This is The Conversation, and I'm Bruce Alvarez.
Bruce, come back.
Go to my dressing
room. Bruce!
All right, we're going to be in my goddamn dressing room. I don't know whose idea this was, but it was fucking sick.
Bruce,
did you know about this?
What?
Who let those calls through?
Bruce, Mary's calling for you.
I talked to Mitch from advertising.
I'm not going
to
go march right back out there on the front lines like that. It is not safe for me out there.
This is The Off-Season, an original four-part series from The Truth. Part 1, Banished to the Hamptons.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at 4 California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to the off-season.
Hello, this is Bruce Alvarez's office. We're not going to be commenting on the
Nance,
ongoing...
Hey.
Bruce?
Yeah, it's me. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm all right. I've been better. I'm heading up to Montauk right now.
Right. Okay.
Listen, can you batch me through to Larry? I tried to sell earlier, but he didn't pick up.
I think he's busy right now.
Come on, Nancy. Just batch me through, okay?
I'm sorry.
Listen, it'll only take a second. Nancy? You still there? Come on, you didn't hang up on... Nance? Hello?
Hello?
Larry! Hi, it's me.
Hey, Bruce. What are you doing... You're supposed to be in Montauk.
Yeah, no, I'll be there in a little bit. I'm just driving up right now. I wanted to call in and say hi.
Hi.
Yeah, just wanted to check in, see how it's going, and, you know, wish you guys good luck tonight. How's the show looking?
Looks fine, Bruce. We're very busy, and we got a lot of work to do.
Oh, good. So now you're going to give me the cold shoulder, too, huh?
Bruce, I'm not supposed to be speaking with you. You're on leave until we conduct a review.
But I didn't do anything wrong.
Of course you didn't do anything wrong. But we're not going to say that until we've finished our internal review.
Okay, fine. Who's hosting the show tonight?
Look, Bruce...
Just tell me, who is hosting my show?
Alana. Yeah, she's good. You know what, but she's good.
Why wasn't a producer screening those calls?
Yeah, well, a producer was screening the calls. It just turns out that they were only letting through the angry ones.
Oh, that's a great strategy. Well, I hope she was fired.
He's on probation.
Excuse me?
Bruce, that's...
I'm on probation. How is he also just on the fucking probation?
I'm on your side. Now, don't get yourself worked up. Just enjoy the vacation.
Oh, come on, it's not a vacation, Larry.
Out there, you're not going to have to see anyone. Maybe you'll go for a swim.
Oh, that's good. It's October. The water's going to be freezing.
Well, all right. So read. Read a book.
I don't want to do any of that shit. I just want to come back.
I know you do, and you are going to come back. I believe in you.
Remember you said the apology would be enough? What happened to that?
Well, have you been on the internet?
No. You told me to stay off the internet.
Well, the apology wasn't enough. But give it some time. We're going to pull through this, okay?
Hey, Larry, we're going to need you in the control room or back.
Bruce, I got to run. Be good. Be patient. You're going to be back in no time.
Hello, Montauk.
Front door open.
3693.
Front door open.
Well, I are...
Front door open.
Oh, damn thing.
Front door closed.
Oh, you piece of shit!
Back door
I'm gonna rip you out the fucking wall! Good. Better. Ooh, scotch. Don't mind if I do. To drinking early and often. What else we got here? So, Napoleon, how does it feel to be locked up on St. Helena because the world hates you?
Well, at least the view is nice.
Oh, God. All right, let's see if the Wi-Fi works here. That, oh, no, you know how in the hell we're going to stay off the internet, because that's ridiculous. No, 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 just enjoy being the only person out here in the Hamptons at this time of year. The literal farthest edge you could be without being run off into the Atlantic. God, this sucks.
Hey! Hey, you, what are you doing here?
Me?
There's obviously no one else here in this. This is private property, miss. What are you doing? You're hiding in the bushes. You're trying to take pictures of me?
No, I...
You're trespassing. I could call the police on you and have you arrested.
I'm the gardener.
What the hell are you doing here?
I was gardening.
But why are you in the bushes?
I was gardening.
Okay. That makes sense.
But I'll go now.
Yeah, good. Yeah, go ahead, do that. You can take the day off for the rest of the day. Thank you.
Jesus Christ, Bruce, you're acting insane. Okay, relax. Bruce, how long did it take before you started having a complete meltdown? That's a good question. Well, if a meltdown happens in an abandoned beach house and no one's watching, does it even count? Oh, yes, it does. Okay, where did I leave that scotch? Come here, scotchy. All right, let's jump in to the deep end, Bruce. A few women have accused you of sexual harassment at work. Ah, okay, there it is. Oh, God. Well, as I said in my statement, I am sorry if anything I did caused any kind of pain. It was never my intention, and I have always been the type of person who tried to help and promote women on my staff. So then what happened? Look, I'm not going to get into the specifics. A lot of what was said is simply not true. But if I'm being honest, times have changed. And that's a good thing. I am all for change. It is clearly a positive social movement. But when I was a younger man, your job was what made you attractive. People liked that I was confident and authority. Now, those same things they say today are, I don't know, manipulative? Do you feel the dynamics around flirting are different now? Oh, yes, definitely, of course. When I was a younger man, it was expected a girl would turn down your advances once or twice. Girls who didn't were seen as, well, you know. Now, look, I'm not saying that's right, but those were the gender dynamics that I learned. Yeah. Right, that's good. Uh-oh. Oh, God. Showtime, baby. It's showtime.
Category 4. Hurricane Rose should be making landfall beginning to
top the bench. It's knuckles for days. I don't know how the rest...
Welcome to The Conversation. I'm Alana Mathis.
Oh, hello,
Before
Alana.
We begin, I have a few important thoughts I need to share.
Oh, I'm sure they're very important.
As a colleague
important.
And dear friend of Bruce Alvarez...
Yeah, and mortal enemy. Forgot that part.
...dismayed by the allegations against him last week. Along with the rest of my network, we are taking time to process this as a family. A
fucked up family.
But as we do so, we'd like to recognize the bravery of the women who stepped forward to share their stories.
Oh, alleged stories.
In light of the events,
alleged.
We want to be shifting our focus for this episode. We've invited a number of former APN employees to talk.
Oh, please. This is pandering.
Tara Bradley, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, tell us about the office dynamics that you experienced here.
Oh, great. Here we go.
Well, it was obvious to all of us at the time. You know, we had to fall in line and oblige whoever was his pick of the litter until she wasn't.
I imagine that would set...
Someone there? Hello?
The off-season will return in a moment.
This episode of The Truth is brought to you by SimpliSafe, home security done right. SimpliSafe is a home security system you'll actually want. It's been thoughtfully designed.
Its sensors are incredibly small, so you can cover your home with protection and really never notice it. Most importantly, SimpliSafe is reliable and good at doing its main job, keeping your home safe. It's comprehensive protection for all your windows, your doors, and your entire home. It's built with all kinds of really intelligent backups for if you lose power or the internet, and there's no contracts. CNET, The Wire Cutter, and PC Mag all named it their top pick for home security. There are already 2 million people using it to stay safe. Learn more about how SimpliSafe can help you protect your home. Go to simplisafe.com/truth. That's simplisafe.com/truth. This episode of The Truth is brought to you by Casper. Casper makes expertly designed products to help you get your best rest one night at a time. Its products are cleverly designed to mimic human curves, providing supportive comfort for all kinds of bodies. I'm here with Jonathan Mitchell, the producer of The Truth. Jonathan, you have a mattress, don't you?
I do. I don't sleep on the floor. I have a mattress. But I also have a Casper mattress, and it is so incredibly comfortable. It's got this breathable design that regulates the temperature of the mattress all through the night, so it always stays cool. And I sleep so much better with it. And if you want to try it out, just to see if you might sleep better with it too, they offer a 100-night risk-free sleep-on-it trial. Casper also offers a whole bunch of other products like pillows and sheets, and they have free shipping and returns in the U.S. and Canada. You can get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/thetruth and using the promo code THETRUTH at checkout. Terms and conditions apply.
Get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/thetruth and using the promo code THETRUTH at checkout. Terms and conditions apply.
Now back to the off season.
Hello? I keep guns in this house. I've been to Afghanistan twice.
Okay. Enjoying the show?
No, I'm not watching the show. Someone is here.
What?
Someone is in the house.
Out in Montauk?
Yes.
Like they're visiting you?
No, not like visiting me. Like they broke in.
Well, why are you calling me?
Because I need your help. Look, Nancy, I need you to tell me if anyone was supposed to be here at the house this week.
No, I don't think so.
You didn't tell your friends that they could just swing on by, have a fun week at the house?
No, of course not.
Okay, because someone is definitely here.
Okay, well, I can tell you that no one else is scheduled to be there except for you, so...
Fuck.
Well, call the police if someone broke in.
No, if I call the police, it'll get leaked. No one should know that I'm here.
Are you sure someone's there?
Yes, I definitely heard something.
It could be raccoons.
Okay, I just got upstairs.
Because there used to be a guy in the books, and he'd come by, and he'd poison all the raccoons every year, but...
There's a window open.
I bet it's a raccoon. Close the door. You know, he won't come back.
God, this is really fucking scary, Nancy.
I know.
Okay, I don't appreciate that tone, by the way.
I'm sorry. Do you hear anyone right now in the house?
No.
It must have been the open window.
Okay. It's fine. Thank you. I'm gonna go.
Wait, Bruce, one more thing.
What?
I don't work for you anymore. I work for APN and you don't. So don't talk to me about my tone if you want me to pick up again.
When he approached you, what was that like?
It was my second week on the job. And he asked me if I wanted to grab a coffee in the studio. But then when we were about to shoot, he said,
"Hey, they just asked me to record Wild Lines at 3. Can we make it dinner instead?"
"Oh, sure. No problem."
"Great. I will swing by your dressing room at 7.
You know, it didn't feel like a dinner date. It felt like I was being flexible because the production could get so chaotic.
Why?
Because production is chaotic.
You suck it a lot, and that's how production goes.
So when you got there to dinner, what happened?
We started talking about work.
What about work?
We talked about him. He wanted to know if he was being...
too charming.
What?
On the show, I just, sometimes I worry, like, I need to tone it down, or
I know, I'm sorry. I guess that sounds really stupid.
No, it doesn't. Not at all.
I just worry sometimes like, when I'm trying to appeal to the viewers and make everyone feel at ease.
Oh, no, you do that really well.
Thanks. That means a lot. Sometimes I worry that it seems like I'm trying too hard.
You are very charming.
Well, thanks. So. I guess I just don't want to be too charming. I want to be taken seriously.
Yeah, of course. I get it.
I just don't want everyone to have a crush on me and then and then not paying attention to the things that you and the other producers are working so hard on.
Well, thank you. But if they have a little crush on you, maybe it's not so bad. You know, maybe it'll draw more listeners. Or,
yeah, I guess so. That's a good point. I never thought about it that way. Do you have a crush on me?
What?
I mean, listen, you can be honest and tell me. It's just the two of us. Do you have a crush on me?
No.
Because I will tell you what. I have a little crush on you.
Oh.
I admire the way that you work. It's really impressive. You're so diligent and focused. And you're really serious about what you're doing. And you've only been with us for, what, 2 weeks? My God. It feels like the whole show would just grind to a halt if you were gone.
Thank you.
Sure.
It's a good show. It's really, it always has been. Mm. And you're a good host.
Thank you.
So.
You sure you don't have a little crush on me?
I am sure, yeah, I don't.
Not even a little bitty one?
I don't have a crush on you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think you're lying.
I said I had to go home, and later that week, they fired me.
Yeah, because you stopped producing.
Needless to say, you know, production did not grind to a halt because once I left, you know, he's been working that same job in the 4 years since that happened.
Oh,
so.
Big deal. You had dinner with
what
your
do you
boss.
Think
other producers would have killed to
I
do
think
that.
It was because I tried to keep my distance. And, you know, it turned out that that made it really hard for me to do my job. Go figure.
What would you say to people who think that exchange didn't sound so bad?
Yeah, hello.
Okay. I turned down other positions to take this one. Positions where I wouldn't have felt scared to do my job. Positions where I would have felt respected and not compromised by my superiors. And... you know, I had to navigate an overgrown, angry teenager with a crush.
Oh,
so.
That's not fair. That's...
Compared to other stories, though, some might say it's less horrific. Bruce didn't hold you down, expose himself, or putting you in
it
a position to...
It all comes down to the same machinery. Trash compactors are used for aluminum cans, and they're used for cars. I don't care if people decide that I happen to have an aluminum can of a story. It's the same system that crushes us. And Bruce... knew that he had the force of that system behind him.
Did you ever talk to other women on staff who had similar experience?
Oh, man.
They really hate you, huh?
Who the fuck are you?
They don't even know the whole story. Like, I wonder what would happen if they knew everything.
Who the fuck are you?
I'm someone who knows exactly what you did.
Part 2 of The Off-Season is coming to the truth in 1 week. For more stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. The Off-Season was written by Marina and Nico. For a full list of credits, go to thetruthpodcast.com. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary cutting-edge podcasts. Learn more at radiotopia.fm. If you'd like to sponsor a future episode of The Truth, send an email to sponsor@radiotopia.fm. Special thanks to Magnet Theater, who offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. Learn more at magnettheater.com.
The Truth.
Radiotopia.